Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Talk. Go Bueno in Arlington, 5748 Southwest Green Oaks Boulevard, and this should be fascinating. It's time for Dallas Cowboys thank you, and I would assume mostly no thank you notes after a crushing loss to the Lions. Corey, would you like to start? Would you like to go to the fan text?
I'd like to thank Javonte Williams for getting me about 15 fantasy points last night. That was nice. So I appreciate that. He got a touchdown. I would have appreciated a little more, a better run game last night. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was fantastic. Now, did I think it was going to be fantastic going in? No. I kind of have an idea of what I'm going to get out of him each week. But is it just me, or does it feel like Dak throws to Javonte Williams behind him more than he throws to him in front of him?
Well, unfortunately, that is...
Is that your notes?
Yeah. I was going to say, unfortunately, that's something that he does to a lot of receivers, because he had an easy touchdown to CD, but he underthrew him, and that led to problems. So I get it. I know people are really excited, and the offense scored 30 points and, like, rock on to that, and I'm not saying that the offense is the reason that you lost that game, but you've seen plenty of times where Dak has underthrown a wide receiver, and this time it was to CeeDee Lamb. You were down, I believe it was 17-6. You had a plethora of issues there. You had the pass that went down to the 3, and then you had a 48-yard penalty because of hands to the face that offset the penalty that would have been against the Lions. Then an awful throw by Dak from the 43 to a wide-open touchdown, CeeDee Lamb. So he's had some underthrows that are concerning.
Couple things here. One, no thank you to the refs. I don't think they did their best job last night. I thought there were a couple of misses.
Yeah.
Two, the 817, I just ordered Bueno from Uber Eats. I hope they bring y'all with it.
We've talked about car shows for a really long time.
Fingers crossed, you know. And then, Kevin, you've had a back and forth with Atolo. I'm not going to go into too much detail, all right?
Right.
You've had a little bit of a back and forth, and he just texted, "I still think y'all are the best show left on the Fan."
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
But I think, and no thank you to CeeDee Lamb's concussion last night. That stinks. I kept hearing cognitive from Christy Scales last night on the drive home.
Can I ask you a question about that? What the hell was that play? Like, in what universe?
I gotta go back and watch it. I heard.
Okay, in what universe was that play gonna succeed? Like, I hated that play for a variety of reasons. I hated the throw. I hated the play. The way it turned out, and they try to run that play a couple of times. I understand the concept of the fade, but they're trying to like run a fade a couple of times. That the ball was like 4 yards outside of the end zone, and you're like, what is that? But I hated that play, and I thought it had little to no chance to succeed. succeed, and then it also ended up CeeDee Lamb getting concussed or had to go into the concussion protocol.
And he was ripping apart Reed last night. Like, there were so many moments.
Oh my gosh.
You were like, man, CeeDee Lamb has found his groove right now, and then that happened. That was an unfortunate thing, because I still think CeeDee Lamb, yeah, he did. He still had the most yards. He missed a large portion of the game.
Right.
Still had the most receiving yards for the team last night.
See, and you know how sometimes stats don't tell the story of what you feel like you actually saw? No thank you note to Jack Campbell and to the stat keepers, because they say he had one quarterback hit, one sack, and one tackle for loss. I say that Jack Campbell had 8 pass breakups, 10 sacks, 14 quarterback pressures. It felt like every time there was a defensive player that was there to break up something that the Cowboys were trying to do,
it was Jack Campbell
again and again and again.
Well, you know, Kevin, one of the benefits of doing these Bearded Monkey events is that I'm driving and I'm listening to the pre- and post-game show a lot, which I do anyway.
As you should.
When I'm at home and I watch the game, immediately after the game, I turn the YouTube on and watch the post-game show. But listening to the pregame show, I was hearing Babe talk about it with the guys, and he was like, hey, this Anzalone and Jack Campbell guys, note say, good tackling defense.
Yep.
These guys never...
We talked about that, yeah.
These guys never leave the field. They're always on the field. And, yeah, they were Jack Campbell effective last night. Kevin, the Cowboys had one pass deflection last night. One pass deflection.
We did it.
Detroit had 11. Detroit had 11 pass deflections.
That's
and
a
I
lot.
Think it was Anzalone had 3.
I think.
Yeah, he had 3 himself. So their defense came to play last night, and I didn't expect that. I really didn't.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of a tough night, kind of a really tough night for Deron Bland as well. He got beat bad by Jameson Williams on a 2nd and 17.
He was your leading tackler.
See, and that's not...
Because he actually had to set the edge a few times last night because Clowney wasn't out there.
Yeah.
And so he was the one having to set the edge, but also the way that they lined up Jahmyr Gibbs on the outside put a lot of that pressure on him and those cornerbacks to say, you know what, we got to stop a running back now too, because this running back plays like a receiver.
There's so many things in here. I made note of the yardage because I went back and I was like, man, I feel like this is an issue all night long. You have a 2nd and 15 when it was 10-6. Is 2nd and 15, you just let Gibbs go. And he catches a pass for 13 yards. So all of a sudden, you're not only behind the sticks, you're way behind the sticks. And now it's going to be 3rd and 2, and you're like, oh, okay, great. Really appreciate that. You get back-to-back Detroit penalties to force a 1st and 25. And then that's where Jameson Williams beats Deron Bland for 17 yards. All of a sudden, you get that chunk back. In the fourth quarter, we got the news that they had already...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Already had Detroit, that is, 6 plays of 25 yards plus. And that doesn't surprise me, because 3rd and 8, can't get off the field. 3rd and 6, can't get off the field. We've talked about how awful the Cowboys' third down defense was prior to the last 3 weeks, but there were so many situations yesterday where Detroit was behind the sticks and it made no difference.
Jahmyr Gibbs averaging 3.6 yards per carry doesn't feel right.
Yeah, because that's what he averages in losses, but then he was like, I'm going to become the greatest receiver you've ever seen.
Yeah, and he's averaging 11 yards
per reception.
And see,
again, that's wrong. If you would have asked me after the game, what were Jahmyr Gibbs receiving yards, I would have said he had 12 catches for 400 yards. Like, that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
Like, play after play after play. Can I mention one more no thank you? And this one stood out to me because I was like, come on, dude. I thought Dak made a horrendous decision when he threw what ended up being a lateral when he clearly had the path to throw the ball away.
Yes.
So
yes, and that's at that point, lots of people were exclaiming on my group texts, why does Dak never throw the ball away?
And that one was particularly egregious because he stepped through the pressure into a spot where there was a clear zone to throw the ball away. I get it. Like, it's tough when there's all kinds of giant men chasing you down trying to hurt you. But if that's not an analogy for dating, I don't know what is. But he stepped through the pressure. He saw that there was nobody there and he was in trouble. And he could have easily thrown the ball away. Instead, he threw the ball, and it was clear as day when he threw it that was a lateral. I don't understand how the broadcast team didn't pick up on that quicker. It was clear as day. You had first and 10 from the Lions 42-yard line. Then do you know what it is after that? Second and 26. That was an awful play. Now, would it have ended up changing it because the defense couldn't force a punt after the second quarter? Don't know. But that was an awful play right there.
Yeah, and see, this is the thing, too. Like, Dak had good moments last night.
He did.
He definitely
for sure.
did have good moments last night. And then he had some moments. There were some moments where they would zoom in, and as they're zooming out, I'm like, he looks so flustered.
Yeah.
He looks like he can't get himself under control. He looks like he can't find his own emotions and just stall it out for a second and say, all right, we're gonna settle here. And that was a kind of a terrifying thing for a guy who we've seen be in such control.
Look, and I'm gonna go back to this. I understand the football logic. I hated it, and I disagreed with it in the moment. I disagree with it now. I will always disagree with this. It's 37-27, and you kick the field goal on 4th and 3. After they declined the offensive pass interference, I know people hated that call, but Detroit declined it anyway, so it didn't make a difference unless you thought it should have been defensive pass interference, and I understand that beef. It's 37-27. You kick the field goal to make it 37-30. And I know Mickey earlier was like, hey, you cut it to a one-score game. The six drives before this, Detroit scored 3 touchdowns, 2 field goals, and then they had a field goal blocked. You did not actually stop Detroit one single time in those 6 straight drives. What in the world makes you think you can stop them there? Here's how my brain works, and I wonder if anybody else was there with me. Your only shot, it's 37-27. You have to score a touchdown there to make it 37-34. Hope you can hold the Lions to a field goal, and then hope you can score a last-second touchdown to win 41-40. That was your only chance to win in that moment.
So in that discussion, Mickey is saying, look, you're trying to tie the game up. Score the field goal, score a touchdown, tie it up.
And
you're saying, no, score 2 touchdowns.
Because I don't think that strategy, and that's what Shoddy did, and I know there's plenty of football people would disagree with me. I don't think that strategy is based in reality the way it is going. There is nothing that has led you to believe that this defense can stop Jack S. Mm-hmm. And so when you're like, we just had to get it to a one-score game. No, you have to get it to a spot where you can take another score.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. If your team has been playing where you could make stops, do you
sure.
agree with it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's part of game flow.
No, yeah,
really, like, understanding
absolutely.
Where your team is at the moment.
And so that's one thing
they did the technically correct thing.
And I hate it because it judges the game just abstractly, and it has nothing to do with what's going on in front of you. I agree all day long.
Because in Amazon last night, they're like, the AI stats say
yeah,
this is exactly
that's stupid.
What they should do.
And that's why I would outsmart AI in that situation. Because
as long as you pull it off. As long as you were able to make it happen.
And that's the thing. But like when Mickey said, if you don't convert there, you lose, I thought as soon as we kicked the field goal, we lost.
And
then when you saw the return by Detroit on a night where our special teams coverage was abysmal, you knew that you had lost. But you look at it, and it's not just about scoring the two touchdowns. It's that you had not stopped them since going back to the second quarter. So whenever it's like, oh, you just need one big stop for the Cowboys, based on what? You hadn't stopped them in six straight possessions. You were never going to stop them on that next possession. And that's why I hated that decision. I thought that was a scared decision. I thought you had to go for it there, and they didn't.
Then to your point, no thank you to the linebacking group, particularly Kenneth Murray. Watching him last night, it looked like he regressed again.
Yeah.
Back to, like,
it sure
he
did.
Was motivated for a few games because Logan Wilson was around, and he was like, all right, I'm good. And then all of a sudden, this group cannot tackle. Detroit, you go back and watch clips of these guys. Detroit just absolutely took them out of plays, creating walls and lane. Like, these weren't lanes to run through. I told you yesterday, there was a couple times where Gibbs had lanes, and I was like, that's what I was telling Kevin earlier. That's it right there. There were other times where they made walls, and it was because those linebackers were either afraid of the physicality, couldn't handle the physicality, and maybe that does have something to do with these 17 days and four games, whatever it is. Like, I understand that's a very big task, and you know what? To get three wins out of those 4 weeks, pretty good. I gotta say thumbs up. Unfortunately, you're in a really bad hole right now, in a place where it doesn't help you if you get a loss at the end of the season here. But the linebacking group did not look as potent as it has the last couple of weeks, and that was something that was very disappointing last night against a very physical team.
And then just somebody asked, and I'll try this one more time, from the 469, then what's the difference? It's still a one-score difference no matter your scenario. Is you can accept that the Lions might score. Like, if you'd cut it down to three, now all of a sudden you're like, all we have to do is hold to a field goal, which you had done half of the time, as opposed to don't let them score at all, which you couldn't do before the second quarter.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.